And just to fuck with y'all, just on some real shit, just to, I don't know if I told this story on the podcast before, but I think I told this story in the blog. But this is in my own family. This was spitted it to me by my great grandmother, and verified. And my grandmother was driving. My grandmother was driving, and my great grandmother was in the back seat. And I think my G pops was in the front seat. He wasn't saying shit. He was just chilling. And I was talking to my great grandmother. This is the conversation right here, right here. She was 100 years old, telling me this right here. Y'all feel me on this. Told to me by Irene Jones. Rest in peace, G-Mom. All right. She told me, she said, yeah, you know, back in the days, you know, my brother, he was a ladies man, for real. And, you know, I only know her brother as Uncle Son. Like, so I'm like, yo, Uncle Son, oh, he had a lot of females, you know. She was like, yeah, you know. I was like, well, I only seen his wife that he did have. Her name was Hattie. Now, this is what Hattie looked like. This is, I met Hattie when I was like fucking 6 or 7 or some shit like that. Maybe 5 or some shit. But this is what I remember, because my uncle came and picked me up to go fishing. You know, I used to be down in Memphis in the summer with my great grandmother, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he come scoop me up and take me fishing and shit. So, you know, on the way back from fishing, we stopped by his house before he take me back to G-Mom. So, Aunt Hattie came out the crib like, son. And she come, you know, wilding across the grass because she was fat as fuck. And when she got to the car, listen to me, I want y'all to feel me. I want to try to describe this to you. Her eyes popped out of the sockets to where you could almost see like the complete round ball of her eyes sticking out like a fucking, like it was like you was looking at a fucking frog or fucking you understand what I'm talking about, like you know what I'm talking about, like for real, like it was shocking to me as a little kid. I was like, what the like, and I know I wasn't saying what the fuck back then, but that's the energy, was like, what the fuck, what, like, you know, really, like, wow, like, you know what I'm saying? So when I got, you know, I got home, told Chima, I'm like, yo, what? Uncle Son, wife, like, yeah, like, Hattie, yeah, I don't know what it is, grandson, you know, yeah, wow, like, it was, like, the weirdest thing, and Son did everything Hattie said. It was like his robot and shit. Like, she just gave, because even when we pulled up right there, she gave him some orders and shit. He just accepted them. So, long story short, G-Mom said, yeah, Son was a ladies' man. You understand me? He used to just have, like, she don't even know how many females. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was like, he was just ruthless too. Going through, like, doing what it, just going hard on bitches. And he was light-skinned back in Memphis. This was like 1920 and shit like that, man. This was like in that shit right in there, man. He was light-skinned. He was having hella bitches. And then all of a sudden, he met Hattie and he fired all of his bitches and just started doing whatever the fuck she told him to do from back then up until he died. When I seen him taking some orders, he stopped fucking with bitches and just start fucking with her and just didn't do shit else with no other bitches forever. And my grandmother then was like, yeah, man, Hattie did some magic on Uncle Son. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and that was that. And I was like, what? She was like, yeah, they did some magic. She did some magic on him because he went from having, you know, all these different beautiful women to just doing, to fucking with her. And she looked like that back then. And I was like, what? What the fuck again, bro? You feel me? I was like, are you serious? Y'all go to church and shit. Wait a minute. Y'all go to church all every Sunday. She was like, yeah, I know. Yeah. But magic is real. Ain't that right, Ann? To my grandmother driving. Like, oh, yeah. That's what happened.